This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sounds of gunfire rang out across Sudan's capital on Friday despite renewed ceasefire declarations from Sudan's military and a rival paramilitary force locked in heavy clashes for the past 7 days. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The Sudanese Army and the Paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, both announced they would honor a 72-hour ceasefire beginning Friday to mark the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Gunfire was heard throughout the day in Khartoum, however, raising questions about whether the declared truce would fail, like several others this week. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who spoke to the heads of both military factions this week, urged the combatants to abide by the truce. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said no decision had been made about whether to evacuate diplomatic personnel from Sudan, but that the United States was preparing for such action. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
In fact, at a news conference, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon is doing prudent planning in case a Sudan embassy evacuation is ordered.
Deployed some forces theater to ensure that we provide as many options as possible if we are called on to do something, and we haven't been called on to do anything yet. No decision on anything has been made.
North Korea's foreign minister has now called the group of seven wealthy nation democracies a tool for ensuring the U.S. hegemony, as the criticized the group's recent call for North denuclearization. The top diplomats from G7 nations on Tuesday had condemned the North's recent ballistic missile tests and reiterated their commitment to the goal of a denuclearized North Korea. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States will begin training Ukrainian forces on how to use and maintain Abrams tanks in the coming weeks as the U.S. continues to speed up its efforts to get them on the battlefield as quickly as possible.
I am confident that this equipment and the training that accompanied it will put Ukraine's forces in a position to continue to succeed on the battlefield.
The decision comes as defense officials from around Europe and the world are meeting at the Germany air base and the ongoing effort to coordinate delivery of weapons and other equipment to Ukraine. Officials say 31 tanks will arrive at the end of May, and the troops will begin taking a couple of weeks later for the training. Training will last about 10 weeks. China and Russia have made no secret of their extensive nuclear cooperation, joining together via video link in 2021 to celebrate the construction of a new nuclear power unit, or two of them at two plants in China, both of which used Russian technology. VOA Cindy Sain explains why that's been a cause for alarm.
Seven foreign ministers expressed concern about the scope and pace of China's nuclear expansion at a meeting in Japan this week. And senior U.S. Defense Department officials have testified before Congress that a new breeder reactor in China is for plutonium, and that plutonium is for weapons. China this week sought to dispel the concerns voiced by G7 foreign ministers in Japan. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
SpaceX giant new rocket exploded minutes after blasting off on its first test flight on Thursday, crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. Elon Musk's company was aiming to send the biggest and most powerful rocket ever built on a round-the-world trip from the southern tip of Texas near the Mexican border. SpaceX said multiple engines on a 33-engine booster were not firing as the rocket ascended, causing it to lose altitude and began to tumble. The rocket was initially or intentionally destroyed by its self-destruct system, exploding and plummeting into the water. There is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.